I think this guy is absolutely out of his mind. What are you talking about? You can't do any invasive procedure on the patient without proper consent. You should be having lawyers lining up outside of your building.
What if what if we've got people walking around?
Hey, buddy, I don't care. You're causing mass hysteria in the state of California.
Okay, I got it.
You are insane.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, listen, Jay.
I am a critical care nurse with training.
Have you ever treated anybody with
it? You can only get the anthrax virus from eating
What are you doing? What are you doing to people?
Undercooked, from getting it from airborne. And from getting it through a scratch through your hand.
Right, and if you get it airborne, it goes into your nose, hello. Now, the most
painful part, buddy, you're doing an invasive procedure on patients without consent.
All right, I got it.
You're holding people down?
Yes.
Buddy, you are out of your mind.
Are you holding
someone? If I was a lawyer, I'd be all over you right now. You are insane.
You are holding people down.
And back up and go to your wannabe cop and get the out of people's eyes.
Hey, ma'am,
Go pack it up, buddy.
Don't you use that language with me, young lady, and I will ask you to move along.
Listen, buddy,
now.
I am a medical professional considered to be an expert in my field.
Absolutely. This lady's a nurse.
You don't even have a scientist out there
doing
your correct diagnosis. Who are you?
You are not even a police officer.
You don't even have a true microbiome.
Okay, I am listening to people being held down. They're in obvious pain.
Exactly. What are you doing?
The nasal cavity has to be expanded to look and see if there's anthrax up there.
You can't see it. It's a microbe. It's a bacteria.
You put the microscope into the nasal area.
What? You take the slide, I thought, and put it on the slide and put it under the microscope.
I see that was not, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you're not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with this, yet you're doing this test. You're authorized, really.
The health department should be shutting you down. You say you're a nurse.
The health department should be on your case. You can't do this. You're not even going to diagnose it correctly.
Well,
ma'am, you're going to hurt people's because you're going to cause mass hysteria.
I'm listening to people in pain, and there is no reason to be checking people and doing what you call a snot swab for anthrax when we've got two lousy cases.
You're really intelligent.
I'm listening to people. Either you stop hurting those people, Mr. Santos, or I will call the police. And
we assist the police, and I got a blue armband and everything. Now we are the
assistant. A blue armband doesn't make you anything. You're on neighborhood watch, buddy. You're not a cop.
No,
who do you think you are?
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. I happen to be a sub-corporal.
Sub-corporal nothing, buddy. I save lives for a career.
That's what Citizens Auxiliary Police about. We save lives.
No, you're not saving lives. You're putting lives in danger.
All right. Stop it.
All right, knock it off for a minute.